2018 has been an interesting year for education in Wisconsin. We're going to recap some of the year's education highlights with reporter Emily Files. Welcome.
Hi, Rachel. Good to be here.
All right. So when you think back on major education news from 2018, what jumps out at you?
The most significant education-related story of 2018 was the governor's race. Behind health care, the race between incumbent Scott Walker and challenger Tony Evers was very education-focused. Walker called himself the education governor, and Evers touted his education background. He's been Wisconsin's state superintendent for 9 years. Here's a clip of Walker and then Evers in their first debate.
In the last budget, we gave the largest actual dollar investment in the K-12 education in the history of the state.
It's pretty simple. The people of Wisconsin have spoken. They know that the last 8 years has not worked for our public schools.
And what were some of the education priorities that Evers is bringing with him to the governor's office?
We're going to know more once he takes office in January, but you can get a pretty good idea by looking at the budget he proposed as director of the Department of Public Instruction. He wants to ramp up spending on special education, mental health support, bilingual education. Evers called for more investment in students back in September when he gave his State of Education address.
You know, we serve over 50,000 English learners in the state, and that number is growing. They should be our priority, but state aid to help them learn and succeed has been flat for over a decade while the costs obviously continue to increase. We serve over 120,000 students with disabilities in the state. They should be our priority.
Of course, Evers is a Democrat and the legislature is Republican controlled, so it will be interesting to see how much common ground the two parties can find. There is some evidence that Republicans want to increase school spending, just like Evers. Luther Alsen is a Republican senator who co-chaired a special commission exploring education funding. And this is what he said at the commission's final meeting in December.
We sort of lucked out at the right time doing this because when you talk to and do polling, education is an important issue for the public, and that gives legislators and governors permission to spend money and to do things.
Alsen may have been referring to Marquette Law School polls that show a majority of Wisconsinites favor education spending over property tax control. And voters sent a pretty clear message when they approved 94% of school referendums in November. It was a record-breaking approval rate that shows willingness to pay more for education.
All right, that's a great start. So what are some of the other big education stories from this year?
There are two more that I want to mention. One is the UW system merger. It's a major shift in Wisconsin's public university system. Starting July 1st, former UW colleges became branch campuses of four-year universities. Enrollment has been declining steadily across most UW institutions, and there have been cuts in state funding. But instead of closing down the lowest enrolled schools, the Board of Regents approved this plan to merge colleges and universities. UW System President Ray Cross said this at a Regents meeting in August.
The purpose of this merger was not primarily to save money, though I believe that will happen. The purpose was primarily to gain strategic advantage, to preserve a couple of these campuses, and to bring opportunity for new programming into these communities.
The other big story I wanted to mention is more local. Milwaukee Public Schools, the biggest school district in the state, went through a transition in leadership this year. Darian Driver left in April, and Keith Posley was named permanent superintendent in October. Posley has been with MPS for about 30 years, and he says that gives him an advantage. Here he is in an interview with Mike Goucher at an event in September.
I know exactly what needs to happen. It's not the idea that I got to wait and think about, find out where the worker bees are located, who's going to do this, who's going to...
You've been in the district long enough.
I know where the support is, who's going to get the work done, how are we going to get the work, the dynamic teachers that we have in the district. I know about that. So now it's all hands on deck, and we are running to make that happen.
Posley's mission for the district is a renewed focus on math, reading, and writing. Improvement in those areas is sorely needed. Last year's state test results show just 1 in 5 MPS students is proficient in English language arts, and even fewer meet the bar in math.
Thank you very much, Emily.
Thank you, Rachel.
That was WUWM education reporter Emily Files.